Welcome back in time, 1620 The Zone, 1620thezone.com, and of course, the 1620 The Zone mobile app. Rocking and rolling our way through a hump day. Been a really good show. Nicholas Allen Ball with you all the way until 2 o'clock. Mailbag was a blast. Brody Darren in 15 minutes. We talked a lot about Creighton, talked a lot of Nebraska, we talked a lot of NCAA tournament. Last night, Creighton, that certainly wasn't the prettiest thing in the world, but they got it done. And you know, that first game of the NIT, I know it sounds weird. There's maybe some nerves prevalent because you know that if you lose, the season is 100% done. And then I was impressed with Loyola's and how connected they were defensively. I thought the difference in the game was Martin Krompel making three threes in the first half and four for the game. I mean, I thought that was the difference in winning and losing. I mean, if Martin wouldn't have made threes last night, Creighton was in trouble, man. But you're always wonder where, okay, where's the motivation? Where's your heads at? And to me, I was a little surprised to a certain extent to hear that Creighton was kind of like, had to shake off a little bit to, basically had to kind of had a hard time getting ramped up for the NIT. You know, Andy Kindy told the guys in the morning, I thought they have some work to do there based on what he saw the day before the game. You can even tell Greg McDermott was a little uncertain with what last night would look like. Because, again, the sun didn't come up on Sunday, Selection Sunday, and I don't know how those guys truly thought they had a chance. But I'd imagine whatever disappointment they had, you win that first game in the NIT, now all of a sudden I think you get locked in and juiced up about what's in front of you. I mean, because Creighton now can say, all right, we're two wins away from going to the NIT Final Four. Two. And that sometimes gets the competitive juices going a little bit. So Memphis will be coming to town. That game's either going to be Friday or Monday. And I think the Memphis matchup's a good one. Not because, I mean, they're super talented and all that, but they play free and loose and run. And, you know, Creighton's a team that invites that at any time, especially in Omaha. So I think Creighton can win the next game, but even though I thought they were okay last night. But you never know. It's always weird with the NIT. So, you know, I was thinking about this. You ever bought a car and you know you're in that little office, you're buying a car, you're with the salesman, and they always want you to make the decision right then and there. Right? They don't want you to get up and leave and give you the opportunity to think about it and then change your mind. You know, they'll say, "Hey, listen, you can drive out of here today with that. I got the keys right here. Hey, I can go get the paperwork started right now. What do I got to do to get you in that car today?" They want to get you in the moment. But the big thing is they don't want to give you time to change your mind. Heck, you even see it in recruiting for college basketball, college football. Some coaches want to pressure those kids to commit on the visit because you don't want to give anybody, it doesn't matter if you're talking about an 18-year-old or a 48-year-old, a chance to go home, sleep on it, and change their mind. You see this all the time in life. Certain situations arise, there's an offer, and whoever extended the offer doesn't want to do anything that would give you a chance to have a change of heart. Change your mind. Which brings me to Fred Hoiberg. Humor me for a second here. Let's say that all this Hoiberg stuff is true. Looks like he's going to be the guy. He's been talking to Bill Moos. He is absolutely the front runner for the Nebraska basketball job. He is very interested in taking that job. He wants to take that job. Well, it's clear that Bill Moos isn't making any announcements or changes with the head coaching position until Nebraska's done with the NIT. Okay. Well, if Nebraska were to make a run to go to the Final Four of the NIT, heck, even win the NIT, Not only is that problematic because it would make the public sentiment tough to fire, you know, a likable Tim Miles guy after he makes a run to the NIT or wins the NIT, but why it's also problematic is you are giving Hoiberg time to change his mind, time to change his heart, or have another job open up and another opportunity present itself, and he goes in a different direction. You got to be careful if you're trying to sell someone that Nissan Rogue, letting them walk out the door, because all of a sudden there could be a sale on Jeep Grand Cherokees next week, and it's like, uh-oh. The NIT Final Four is on April 2nd. The finals are on April 4th. Guys, it's March 20th. So that means that you could feasibly be talking about another 2 weeks of allowing Fred Hoiberg to sit and think and think and think and maybe change his mind or change his heart. Or during the next 2 weeks, jobs could open up, guys could get hired, guys could get fired, the carousel would get into full swing, shuffled around, and all of a sudden there's an opportunity out there that wasn't there. And Hoiberg gets swooped up. Oregon's interested in that. Listen, there is a reason in sales and in life you try to close the sale in the moment. You don't want anyone to have a chance to change their mind or get offered something else or have a different opportunity open up. There could be a job that we don't think is open that's open in a week. In fact, I'd say it's more likely than not that we're going to see jobs open up here in the next week to 10 days. And you never know what jobs out there that Fred Hoiberg actually is interested in. There's a reason that car salesman says, hey, I can get you, let's get you in that car today. I can get the paperwork right now. Printer's right there. We can do this right. Hey, you can drive out of here with that thing right now. You don't want to give anyone an opportunity to have a change of heart. I'm just spitballing here on what could maybe go wrong. It's a delicate time. And so when we talk about the risks of allowing Fred Hoiberg to continue to coach, it's not just in the fact that, man, what if he goes on a run and wins the NIT and then you fire him, boy, do you look stupid. I mean, that's a part of it. But another part of it is by allowing him to continue to coach, you're potentially allowing a lot of things to happen behind the scenes that could alter Fred Hoiberg and Nebraska and whether that rumor becomes a reality. And you got to be careful because you never know until you know. Dana Altman went to Arkansas, went to the press conference, said, woo, pig suey, and said, nope, I want to come back to Omaha. As DB pointed out to me, texted me, Bill Byrne thought he had Bill Self, thought he had him. Then he didn't. You never know until it's done. Until that candidate is at the podium wearing a red tie saying, go Big Red, and then you see him at the very first workout. Until that ink is dry on the contract, or anything can happen. And so one of the risks of allowing Tim Miles to continue to coach is you are allowing time to pass where Fred Hoiberg can change his mind. I mean, if Fred Hoiberg's on the line, you got to reel him in. I wouldn't be, we're on a boat, we're fishing, and you get a nibble, and it's Fred Hoiberg. I wouldn't say, let's just let him swim around for a little bit longer. All of a sudden, he might shake off that line. He may break the line.
I'm going to get the net.
You're going to go get the net. You're going to start reeling that thing in.
Yep.
Here we go. There's a reason when you go buy a car, they don't want you to leave without buying that car. Because you give people a chance to think about it. You give people a chance to potentially have new opportunities present themselves. You never know. Again, I guarantee you, there's going to be jobs that are open in a week that that aren't open right now. That we don't know, we didn't know would be open. Or there could be another job that thinks they have someone, and then that person backs out, and all of a sudden that job goes to plan B, and plan B might be Fred Hoiberg, or plan C might be Fred Hoiberg. So, again, I mean, there's risk if, in fact, you are parting ways with Tim Miles. There is absolute risk in allowing him to continue to coach. Both in the public sentiment of if they go on a run, how it would be awkward to fire a guy that just won the NIT. But more importantly to me, this. If you got Fred Hoiberg on the line, boy, take him. Reel him in. So you never know, man. You never know. 402-951-1620. We're going to talk to Brody Darren here in a couple of minutes. We'll get his thoughts on Creighton and Loyola, and then now Creighton-Memphis coming up in the second round. Let's grab Don. What's up, Don?
What's up, Nick? Thanks for taking my call, man.
What's up, Don Juan?
Hey, man, we ready to dance, bro.
There we go.
I wanted to ask you a question, though.
Yep.
What is... Mr. Hoiberg's shelf life, like at Nebraska, whatever. Do you think that he would be
like a lifer,
like a long term?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. I'm not sure.
Thank you very much, sir.
Yeah,
I'm trying to get your opinion.
Yeah, thanks, Don. I don't know. That's an interesting question. I was actually talking to somebody about that. Maybe last night. Like, I don't know the answer to that question. You know, is Hoiberg a like with Frost? You feel like he's a lifer, or pretty darn close. If Dana Altman would have been the guy, Dana Altman's going to be here till he retires. Dana Altman's going to be here till he retires. You know, like, with Hoiberg, I'm not sure. I can't answer that question. Let's grab Jim. Got a good question. Jim, go ahead, brother.
Hey, Nick. Still have a Creighton guy, but I heard you talking about Hoiberg. What makes you think they don't have him under contract? I mean, why couldn't they just have the contract signed already and they just haven't announced it?
Certainly is possible. Certainly is possible. That is certainly possible. I don't know that for sure, and that's why I'm just spitballing here.
I get that, but I mean, back to your analogy, close the deal. If you're Bill Moose, it's like, here's the contract, sign it, we'll announce it whenever.
Right. I mean, but you never know. I mean, I don't know. I mean, do you know?
No, I don't know. I hope Miles stays because I love that we keep beating him.
Jim, you're the man. Appreciate the phone call. Yeah, I mean, I got someone else to tweet. I mean, like, maybe he's already signed. That's possible. That's possible. Then just fire Miles. You know, like, then just fire Miles. You know, like, then just be done with it. Just be done with it. I mean, if he's signed, sealed, delivered, why wouldn't you want to get the Fred Hoiberg era started ASAP? ASAP. So, I mean, listen, at this point, we don't know anything about this Fred Hoiberg deal. I mean, it's a tweet and a rumor. So, we'll see. Okay, I'm way up against the clock. Let's get to Brody Darren, former Blue Jay, talk a little Creighton hoops. Brody will join us after the break.